Welcome to the Five Stones Podcast. I am BJ Stagner. We invite you to join us each episode as we focus on encouraging words and thoughts to improve your day, conquer your giants, and build your faith from the Word of God. So I want to thank you again, guys, for joining us with the Five Stones Podcast, the Five Stones Devotional Podcast. It's a blessing to have everyone together today, and I do hope and pray that it will help you this morning and help you throughout the week. But I want to speak to you guys today on the topic of mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness. Now, we spend a lot of money and a lot of time in our lives, typically, most people in society today, and it's a growing number even yet, having a physical wellness, on our physical health. I mean, from supplements to vitamins to working in the gym to exercise regimes, from personal training, all the different things that people invest in making sure their physical health is there. And one of the things that I believe that we're missing in our life today, we're missing in a great way, is that we're missing the emotional and the spiritual and the mental wellness in our life that really needs to be addressed, probably more so, because every single one of them are tied together. They're tied together with physical health. So how your mental, emotional, spiritual health is going to reflect in your physical health. So I just want to speak to you today on a topic, and it may sound a bit odd, especially coming from this angle, but I don't believe that it is. But the reality is, we all want to be thinking positive. We want to think positive, be positive, we'll remain positive. Guys, I'm an advocate of that. I try my best to encourage everyone to be positive, positive, positive about things in their life, about their day, their week, their situation, their circumstances that they're going through. Just try to remain positive about it. But the reality is this: you cannot have positive without negative. There's going to be a negative in our life. There's going to be an event, a circumstance, a situation that happens. Just like there's two poles of a battery. There is a negative pole in a battery. There's a positive pole in a battery. A battery will not work without having a negative and a positive both together. So, you know, last year, back in 2019, I was preaching about a six-month series. And I was teaching also on the backside of that on a program that I developed called Mindset U. And that program taught about discipline, decisions, and direction, and defense, and things like that. And I tied the spiritual aspect into those things, but also took almost the secular aspect of those things as well to help people in business. But they're all tied together and help people in their life. But after all these things that we look at, all of those points that I just mentioned, even like discipline and direction and decisions and defense and things like that in your life, all of those are inherently, they are a positive thought. And so I want to talk to you this morning just briefly, real quick, about defeat. What happens when you deal with defeat? What happens when you experience defeat? I mean, let me just ask you this, and I asked this question before in one of the other lessons, but what happens when you just flat out blow it? Man, when I'm talking about, I mean, falling off the wagon, I mean, losing all sense of control with your decisions you've made, absolutely bringing our lives to an absolute standstill. What happens when you just mess up? What happens when everything is completely out of control? I want you to, you know, take a competition, for instance. Imagine training for month after month after month after month so hard. And when the big moment comes, boom, man, it's over with. You blow it. I mean, what happens when we know to do the right thing in our life, when we have strived to become the person that we should, that living with discipline, and then just on one whim, we make the wrong choice, the wrong decision, we go the wrong direction, we let our guard down, and we lean toward that wrong direction, and one wrong move, and we blow it. Yet, what happens when we alter our direction in our life? Just for a day, a week, a month, a year, even our entire life, guys, when we're just defeated. How do you deal with defeat in your life? How do you deal with defeat in your days? How do you deal when, man, you want to do the right thing, if you want to do right, but you just keep making the wrong decisions and become defeated? You know, in the Garden of Eden, namely the events of Genesis 3, the fall of man, and you understand what I'm talking about. Many people feel that they have the justification to reject the validity of the Bible, and even God, at least the love of God, by rejecting the idea of God creating man with a will, all right, a will, listen to me, a will, and the temptation of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They say, you know what? I'm going to reject God because he should have never put the tree there and he should have never given them the choice to eat of that tree. Well, you know, God knew his love was going to cost something. When he made mankind and gave mankind the capacity to sin, he knew that his love was going to cost him something. He didn't make sin, but by creating man with a free will, the capacity to sin was there. And in order for man to say yes, man has to have the ability to say no. In order for man to be loyal, they have to have the ability to be disloyal. In order for a man to choose God, they have to have the ability to not choose God. God made us that way. And thank God he did, because we're here today and we do love him and he loves us. So even though Eve was deceived, remember 2 Corinthians 11:3, the Bible clearly teaches that she was beguiled. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11:3, he said, but I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. What is the simplicity that's in Christ? Well, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what the simplicity of salvation is. Adam willingly transgressed the law of God. Which is the definition of sin. The definition of sin is to transgress the law of God. 1 John 3:4, whosoever committeth sin transgresses all the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. That is the definition of sin. People say, well, what is sin? And they start naming off things, adultery, stealing, murder. Those are descriptions of sin. That's what a sin, that's what, a sin is in the description. But the definition of sin is simply transgressing the law of God. As a matter of fact, Romans 7 is what teaches us that Paul didn't know what sin was. Sin became exceeding sinful in his heart and his mind when the law determined to him what sin was. In Genesis chapter 3, we're talking about these events of someone just outright blowing it. I mean, just outright messing up in their life. And Genesis 3, 8 through 13 says, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I had heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Now Adam and Eve's response revealed that they were defeated. Okay, it reveals so much more, guys. Here's probably one of the biggest issues. Here's one of the biggest failures of dealing with defeat in your own life. Adam and Eve took zero responsibility. Notice what they did. They took no responsibility whatsoever. Adam blamed God, the woman whom thou gavest me. Okay. It's kind of like that, the husband or wife brings a dog home into the house, and the dog chews up something, chews up a shoe, chews up a book or something, someone's favorite item in the house. And all of a sudden it's not the dog's fault. It's whoever brought the dog home. Well, that's Adam's response. He's blaming the wife, but essentially, by proxy, he's blaming God, the woman whom thou gavest me. You gave me that woman. So you know what? She caused me to eat. And then Eve said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. They took zero responsibility. So when defeat entered into their life, and I mean when they utterly, absolutely, positively blew it, they took no responsibility. So guys, when defeat comes into your life, that's my question to you. When defeat comes into your life, either by your own account, either by your own volition, by your own choices, or by outside forces, even if you are sucked up in the moment by someone else, and that defeat comes into your life and you just blow it, man, do you take responsibility? You see, guys, what must be determined in our life for our mental, our emotional, and our spiritual wellness, for us to start to climb that ladder for improved spiritual, mental, and physical and emotional health, is that we have to discover the defeat. There has to be a time when we take responsibility that we defeated, and it was our choice to do so. So following the defeat, there must be a bit of a discovery. Admitting defeat is one thing. Taking responsibility to defeat is an entire another. Beloved, we must take ownership of our defeat. If we do not, the defeat will merely own us. Take ownership of it. Grab a hold of it. Say, yes, man, I was defeated. I failed. I made the wrong mistake. I followed the wrong people. I went the wrong path. I opened the wrong door. I gave myself too much liberty. Whatever it may be. But you got to grab a hold of that defeat. Whatever may be coming into your heart and your mind, whatever anxiety or anxiousness that you're dealing with today that is causing you to drop down into that level of defeat, you've got to take ownership of it. That's not a phrase of saying just suck it up and go. That's not what that's saying at all. It's saying recognize what the defeat is, where it came from, who's responsible for it. That's the discovery. If we do not, again, the defeat will own us. Adam and Eve never took ownership of their defeat, but rather they cast blame. As a matter of fact, again, I mentioned Adam went so far just to blame God. We must own our defeat. Otherwise, when we are defeated, we'll become deflated, which leads to depression, thus leading us to darkness in our life. And that's where the unhealthy emotional, spiritual, mental side of our life can come. That's where the problematic days enter in. That's where, when that defeat owns us and the great struggles that begin to affect our life and, you know, compensatorily, they begin to go through other aspects and avenues of our days, is because we didn't take ownership of that defeat. Even if, guys, just listen carefully. Even if technically it wasn't your fault, all right? Now, again, I may sound like I'm contradicting myself just a little bit. But even if you did get caught up in the moment, even if it is just hyper pressure that's affecting your mental health or your emotional health in your life today, even if it's just an enormous amount of stress that may be through your workplace that's affecting the wellness of your mental and spiritual and health today, your emotional health. Even if it is those things, take ownership of that. You know what? You may not be able to control the forces of the stress in your life. You may not be able to control the forces of the stress or the those that are causing the stress in your life at a certain point in time. You may not be able to control them. But what you can control is how much you allow it to affect you daily. All right? So in other words, guys, remember, to avoid that darkness of spiritual, mental, and physical, and emotional unwellness, take ownership of it. Remember, the positive side will not function without the negative side. So we take these defeats in our life and we learn from them. We cannot improve us, and we can't improve in our life unless failure is part of it. The valley that you may be in right now is made up of two mountaintop experiences. The mountaintop experience is great. It's wonderful, but it is difficult. Even it's impossible to grow while it's on the mountain. I have forgotten the numbers off the top of my head and didn't think really to do the research for it again. But there's a certain point on a mountain. There's a certain point in altitude where everything just quit growing. It stops growing. There's no growth there. There's no grass. There's no trees, no flowers, no nothing. That's why the mountain's great, beautiful view. It's a mountaintop experience. Yay, you're shouting out, you're hollering and this and that. But if you're going to get to the next mountaintop experience in your life, you're going to have to go through the valley. There's going to be a time of darkness, maybe even depression, maybe a deflatedness. And it may be a result of a defeat. It may be a result of just the direction that you're going in and part of life. But own the defeat if that's associated with it. When you own your defeat, that's when you have the delivery. When you own your defeat, and when you own your defeat through the discovery, that's when delivery makes itself known. Paul said in Acts 26, verse 18, he says, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. The light of the glorious gospel is here, guys. It's here, it's not here to give us a better life on earth, but many a times it does. It's not here to give us a prosperous life on earth, but many times it does. But it is here to give us eternal life. And guys, it will. There is a peace that passeth all understanding. Despite what you're doing in your life, despite what you're going through, there's a peace that passeth all understanding It comes from knowing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you accept the gospel as truth, we're granted the ability to overcome any defeat in our life. Again, in order for man to say yes, mankind must be able to say no. In order for mankind to be loyal, mankind must be able to be disloyal. In order for you to own your defeat today, you must discover the truth and be delivered by learning and growing, making the needed changes of growth to succeed in the life that God has given you down here. This is part one of our emotional, mental, and spiritual wellness. I hope and pray today that it's a blessing, but I want you to remember this statement, this little quote I'm going to give you, and we'll sign off. If you make no changes, you will get the same results. That right there is the discovery of your defeat, owning your defeat, thus having the delivery for the defeat that you may be in right now. If you make no changes, you get the same results. Thank you so much for joining us for this week on the Five Stones Podcast. Let me invite you to subscribe and join us each week for more encouraging messages from the Word of God. We pray that you have a wonderful and blessed day.